This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. The Republican-led General Assembly has sent next year's state budget to Democratic Governor Jay Nixon. The budget totals nearly $25 billion. But as Marshall Griffin tells us, that budget could force Governor Nixon to choose between aiding children and low-income seniors.
In order to fund several state programs in the budget, including one that aids developmentally disabled children, House and Senate Republicans chose to fund them by passing a separate bill that eliminates a tax credit for low-income seniors who rent their homes. The move was condemned by several Democrats, including House Member Janice Monticello of St. Louis County.
My seniors are concerned. They're not trying to put this tax credit in the savings account, as some have insinuated. They're waiting to pay for their medication. They need this.
Republicans argued that it was the governor who called for getting rid of the senior renters tax break earlier in the session and that the state budget was built on the proposal. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The House and Senate also passed legislation that only funds the Department of Revenue's Motor Vehicles Division for 8 months. Lawmakers have gone home for a 3-day weekend before wrapping up the 2013 legislative session. The future of early childhood education programs, like Head Start, hangs in the air. Recent federal budget cuts, or sequestration, will eliminate resources aimed to provide low-income families a quality foundation for the beginning of a child's education. The most recent cuts have put Columbia Public Schools in the position of funding two instructional aides. KBIA's Michael Loesch explains how federal budget cuts will impact these resources.
Head Start is a childhood development program that was created in 1965 to provide the services a low-income child needs at an early age to be successful. The program is funded through Central Missouri Community Action, a nonprofit organization that aims to provide those needs academically, socially, and emotionally. The organization estimates funding cuts will result in 1,200 children losing access to Head Start, and Head Start itself will suffer a loss of $7 million that will not only affect the kids, but the jobs needed to help those kids as well. Jessica Long is a communications and marketing manager for Central Missouri Community Action. She says the impact of these cuts will make it harder for low-income families, who often lack influence, to make their way out.
It's going to make it that much harder for families in poverty to work their way out. People are not paying attention to how these programs impact the poor. And since the poor have not as much voice, people are not hearing the problems.
In Columbia, the school's district is combating these losses by funding two instructional aides that the Head Start program could no longer provide. The two aides will cost the school district $59,000, but it will not have to cut funding in other areas. Columbia Public Schools Community Relations Director Michelle Baumstark says it was vital to maintain the resources of programs like Head Start, as they are critical to the beginning of a child's education.
It really is imperative that our kids are ready when they get to kindergarten so that they can be successful. And in order for that to happen, we have to have quality early childhood education in place.
If funding cuts continue, Long says programs like Head Start will not be able to sustain themselves. Michael Loesch, KBIA News.
Missouri lawmakers have sent Governor Jay Nixon a spending plan that includes money for the state mental hospital, the Capitol, a new state office building, and the state parks system. The House passed the measure 111-42 yesterday. It cleared the Senate earlier this week. The legislation includes $13 million to design plans for Fulton State Hospital, $20 million for parks, and $38 million for a new office building, potentially at an old prison site. It also includes $50 million for structural repairs and new windows for the Capitol. The legislature and Governor Nixon also signed off on additional spending after the recent report showed state revenues increased beyond projections. Lawmakers also approved the state's $25 billion operating budget yesterday. A proposal to cut state income taxes in Missouri for both individuals and businesses is on its way to Governor Jay Nixon. The bill could reduce state revenues by about $700 million when fully phased in. The cuts would be phased in over the next 10 years. The legislation would mark the first decrease in Missouri's income tax rate since 1921. Republican Andrew Koenig of St. Louis County spoke in favor of the bill shortly before the House passed it yesterday.
In order for Missouri to remain competitive, we need to reduce our income tax. We, along our border states, we have Kansas and Oklahoma that are committed to reducing the tax on production. We have Tennessee that we border with that has no income tax.
Democrat John Carpenter of Kansas City called the bill, quote, a budget-busting tax reform plan that would cost the state up to $900 million. The measure originally contained a sales tax hike, but that provision was removed by the Senate before passing that chamber on Wednesday. Missouri volunteers helped a record number of students in the state apply for financial aid. Joshua Teasley reports.
FAFSA Frenzy is an event hosted at high schools throughout the state. It provides free assistance from volunteers to help students file for financial aid through a free application for federal student aid, also known as FAFSA. Volunteers helped 1,470 students meet the April 1st deadline. Missouri Department of Education Specialist Morgan McAvoy says FAFSA Frenzy is important because it gives applicants an equal opportunity.
It provides an opportunity for all students. On the national level, it's the basis is to help low-income students.
Rebecca Struby received recognition by the Missouri Department of Education as one of the two outstanding coordinators of the year. Struby hosted FAFSA Frenzy at Lebanon High School for their first year. She says there was a notable increase in involvement.
Last year, we only had, I believe, two or three come to our financial aid night, and so this year we upped that to over 35 students or parents attended.
More than 600 volunteers assisted at 55 FAFSA Frenzy sites this year around Missouri. Joshua Teasley, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.